Stop! Stop! Stop!
You should not have to use a drill. This is IKEA furniture. It should all fit easily enough, even if it takes a million hours. Those holes are way too small for the screws. That doesn't seem right. These seem like a much more appropriate size, don't they? Extras? Well, where did the rest of these go? Okay, but look at hole C. That hole is huge. These screws are going to fall out once we get it upright. Nice and snug, huh? Why would I do that? Are you kidding me? Why would you do that? You put tiny screws in the giant holes and probably ruined the tiny holes with your drilling so the big screws could fit. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, everyone makes mistakes, but come on. These screws and holes are so obviously different sizes and labeled clearly in the directions. And you may have made it unusable with the drilling. God help me if we wasted this money for you to fuck around and insist you're too good for the GD directions. I didn't dump this task on you. I asked if you would help me put together the bookshelf. Then you offered to do it entirely. And it's not a stupid bookshelf. I really needed it. Who cares if it's for smut books? You're so ridiculous. You're done with this? Now that you've likely ruined it, you're done helping me? Jesus H. You're my husband and you're throwing a tantrum because I pointed out that you made a mistake that could have been very easily avoided. Oh, really? People are typically nicer to their husbands. I feel like people are typically nicer to their wives than... You know what? You're right. I treat the neighbor more like a husband than you because he's nicer to me. So yeah, maybe I'll see if he wants to help me since my actual husband doesn't. You really weren't going to check on me? You're making me reach out to you. I've been downstairs with the neighbor for nearly a full business day. Have you just been seething all day? I've calmed down. You should too. That's where you're wrong. I think you would calm down if you come over here and hang out with us. You've never really had a full conversation with him. I think you two would get along swimmingly. Why would you say that? The two of you have so much in common. I promise you do. Just trust me. Come downstairs and hang out. You'll feel better, I promise. That's the spirit. See you soon. He's coming over now. It's unlocked. Come on in. Look who finally decided to make an appearance. What's what? Oh, this. It's just comfier to be all snuggled up like this. Plus, isn't this how a wife would treat a husband? I mean, that's what you said, right? That I treat him more like a husband? So I've been treating him like a husband all day. No, I'm not going to stop now. I have plenty more in me. And I don't think you do get it. We haven't just been sitting here lounging and cuddling all day. I mean that I've been treating him like my husband. Just like you said. I cried to him when you upset me. He comforted me. I made us lunch. We started a puzzle. You still don't get it. That's the everyday stuff that makes being a husband and wife special, but there's one particularly special thing between husband and wife, right? Well, if I allegedly treat him like my husband, I had to be sure that he got the full deal, right? Yes, we did. Several times. It was fun, right? See? He'll play house with me whenever I want. Yeah, you did let it go too far over a bookshelf. This is the result. We'll go home eventually, just not right now. I feel like you still don't fully grasp everything that has happened today. No, no. You won't understand until you actually see it in action. We've been really busy down here. I know our apartment is upstairs and one over, but I'm kind of surprised you couldn't hear us. No bother, though. You'll be able to see and hear it all now. Yes, I do mean what you're thinking. You're going to watch us. Yes, you are. I think you should really work on being more neighborly. Don't you? Let's start with letting a neighbor borrow something, or someone, of yours. Because he needs it more than you do. Say what again, and I'm kicking you out without a show. Now sit over there if you want to watch this. Good. Now you have to remain there unless I tell you otherwise. All right? Good. And don't look away. I want you to see how a wife treats a husband that really satisfies her. Like you'd look away. I know what kind of porn you're into. You're going to love watching this, aren't you? Stop pretending. We share a computer, and you don't delete your search history nearly often enough. I know you're excited to watch him fuck me. You'll see how much you two have in common. Well, actually, there's some stuff that's really different about you two, but you'll see that soon enough. You both love my tits and slapping my ass, though. You'll believe it's happening when you see it, I guess. But before we get started, there's one last thing. Well, we're going to end up making quite a mess by the end of this, so I think I'm going to enlist you to clean us up when we're done. All right? Great. Now, why don't we show you how a husband and wife really treat each other? Let me just take this dress off and you get those shorts off. Not you. You're not taking anything off. But nothing. Even if you can't provide it, you're here to learn what I really like. Not jack off. I can see how hard you already are, but you'll have to deal with that later. You need to be paying very close attention. Good. Come here. See how he doesn't waste any time and takes what he wants? I love that. He knows this is all for him. Even with you sitting right there watching us. See, I told you he loves my tits about as much as you do. But he has so much more to offer than some nipple play. Like his giant cock. We might as well address it. I saw your eyes when he took the shorts off. You want to watch me stroke it? Where's that lube? Thank you. You've rested enough, right? It hasn't been super long. You ready again? I love that. We only finished 30 minutes ago and he's ready for me again. You could never, no matter how much it would satisfy me. Thank goodness we have such a kind neighbor to step in and be a husband when mine is lacking. He might be seeing more of me than we expected. I'm just saying. Look at his dick versus yours. You'll technically always be lacking compared to him. Look at the lengthy strokes I have to take to fully take his cock start to finish. So long and slow. It tends to go a bit faster with you. Your cock just isn't as long, so it doesn't necessitate such luxurious strokes. You could agree, right? And look at how thick. Honestly, this one hand doesn't fully circle around this masterpiece. Let's fix that. Much better. Two hands will feel good for a cock this heavy. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I haven't had this much fun giving a hand job in ever. What can I say? I love a challenge. Speaking of, do you want to see me absolutely choke on cock like I never have before? Good, because that's what you're about to see. I can tell you're enjoying that, but why don't you really fuck my face like earlier? You've never seen me like this, have you? I can give you great head, but face fucking me is never going to produce such a glorious effect as this. See how when I'm choking and gagging that there's still another inch that I can't even fit in yet? That's never happened to you, huh? Oh, God, I don't know if I've ever drooled as much as I have with him. Fuck. Doesn't it look so pretty dripping down onto my tits with my mouth forced open past its limit? This is getting me too horny. I'm ready to be fucked. Are you ready? Great. Now why don't you watch how well your wife can take this thick dick and how much she loves it? Since you'd never see for yourself otherwise. Where's that lube? Doesn't matter how many times we've done it today, I need some help getting this behemoth to slide in without it causing me pain. There it is. Why don't we just rub it all over this impressive cock? A condom? No. No, he's going to come inside me and you're going to watch. I mean, We haven't been using them all day. Why start now? Let me get on my knees with my face down for maximum visual effect so you have the full length of my body, plus the very full length of his cock going in and out of me. There. Perfect. Let's do this. Oh, fuck. I'm still getting used to that. Oh, I have never been stretched so much, but it feels so good. Oh, I'm used to it sliding right in. Oh, he hits a place deep in me that I didn't even know existed. No toy has ever hit it. You certainly haven't hit it, but oh, but he did. Aren't you happy for me? Oh, discovering new pleasures beyond your limited capabilities. I didn't know this level of pleasure was possible. You have no idea what it's like to see me be pushed to my limit and filled like this. Don't you love it? I knew you would. You love seeing me happy. And fuck, I have never, ever been happier than with this thick cock deep inside me. Fuck. Foggy's hitting the deep spot again. Oh God. Oh God. I love this cock. I've never loved a cock this much before. Fuck. I'm so overstimulated. I think I'm gonna come again soon. Yeah, that's right. Just like that. Just like that. You think you can come with me? Yeah. Okay. Keep pumping. Find a cock deep inside me. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh. Fuck, that's right. Just like that. I want you to fill me with your cum again, please. Oh God. I'm gonna come. Cock does to me. Oh my God. Fuck. That was so good. And that is just a fraction of what's been happening all day. We're pretty tired by now. Do you see why I came over here? Do you understand now that your dick is just mediocre in comparison and can't please me the same way his can? I'm glad you understand me. And you. I know you just came and have basically been the Energizer Bunny all day, but do you think you could have one more orgasm? You won't have to do anything except lay back and enjoy. All right, I love that energy. He's about to experience something that is the rarest and most special treat for you. Yes, I do mean a foot job. I know, I never want to do it, but I want to see how my feet look wrapped around such a giant cock. Try to get as much enjoyment out of it as you can. Hell, I'm feeling extremely generous. Why don't you pull out that precious dick and really enjoy yourself? Yes, seriously. But If you want to come, you must finish before we do. I don't care if you're one stroke away. Once he finishes, hands off your dick. Got it? You're welcome. Aw, look at that sweet little soldier at attention. Adorable. Why don't all three of us enjoy this together? Oh my gosh, my feet can't meet in the middle. Wow. On the rare occasion I do this for you, your dick fits perfectly with my high arches, but my soles can still touch each other, so my feet fit completely around you. Not even close here. I hope it still feels good like this. Does it feel all right, hubby? I'm glad, and did you call me wifey? Oh, I like that. Did you hear that? Only he gets to call me wifey, okay? You don't have to know about that. I do, and that's the rule going forward. My hubby here can call me wifey, not you. How does that feel, my handsome hubby? Oh, I'm getting close again. Good. Just really enjoy my soles going up and down your cock. Enjoy how you've really felt every inch of my body now. Yeah? Yeah, is that it? Let it out onto my feet. Yeah, that's right. Let go. Wow. So pretty. I'm genuinely surprised you had any left in you after all that. Well, it's a pleasant surprise. As much as I'm enjoying this beautiful work of art on my feet, I don't want to ruin the carpet. Get over here. I didn't even think to check if you came or not. Of course you did. How could I have expected you to contain yourself? The foot job of a lifetime directly after watching another man pleasure your wife in a way that you could never measure up to. Now come on. I don't care about your cleanup. Pull your pants up and deal with it at home. Now, I believe you promised me cleanup. I was going to say it's just the feet, but actually, I want you to eat his cream pie out of me first. He shot that big load in me without a condom, and you'd hate for anyone to see it running down my leg on the walk back to our apartment, right? Why do you keep pretending like I haven't seen your search history? You're telling me you wouldn't like that? Good. Get on your knees and eat his cream pie while we make out up here. That's right. You're helping us out so much right now. You always have been good with your tongue. You have to be. What's that? I think you need to be extra thorough. I think there might be a little more. We wouldn't want a drop wasted, would we? I knew you'd agree. For someone who pretended to be so hesitant, you are certainly eager to uphold your end of the bargain, aren't you? Good, that's it. Just a little more. Good job. I think you've cleaned me up sufficiently. As for my feet, sit back and lick them clean. You're welcome. It tickles a little. That's right. Get between all the toes. I don't want my feet feeling sticky. You're doing such a good job. Looks like you've gotten all of it, but if you want to be really indulgent, you can lick my soles for 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wow. Some of your favorite and most secret fantasies in one day. I'm not sure that you really deserved this with your performance with the bookshelf, but it looks like everything worked out for everyone. He's going to come over tomorrow and get the bookshelf situation in order. Oh, honey. This isn't just a sometimes thing. You should know that. You being a cuck is just your lifestyle now. He's coming tomorrow, filling those holes you made in the bookshelf, then filling me. I'm glad you understand. Well, hubby, I think I need to get dressed and head back to my apartment. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow. My husband, working away on his laptop in his office, wishing he could watch or even be my new hung hubby, who will be pleasuring me with the thickest cock I've ever seen until I am screaming. All before lunch. Maybe you can come out of your office finally to make us that lunch. It'd be the neighborly thing to do, right? See, you're falling into your natural role with such ease. Anyways, let's head out. See you tomorrow, hubby.